please.
Our final case this evening is 12061. Thomas C. Newhart seeks a variance from the corner front yard setback, section 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Cedar Creek Road and Heritage Road. The 911 address is 10541 Heritage Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 230, map 21, parcel 52.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nanette Newhart, 10541 Heritage Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Aye.
Thank you. Can you state your name and address for that?
Thomas Newhart, 10541 Heritage Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
And I would just like to note, we did not receive any letters of support, opposition, or mail returns, and the applicant is seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the 15-foot front, corner front.
Okay.
We'll get to it. You can go ahead and read your...
I didn't know what the variance was that she asked.
3.41, is that what you said?
3.4 feet from 15.
Sorry, I misunderstood. Well, I just pretty well explained everything in my application. And it was the only possible place I could locate that garage. I staked it out. And I was completely aware of the fact that I was not in compliance with the 15-foot setback. And so by the time we all got done and everything, it turned out that it was short. So but you can see by the photographs and by the map I have written out on the survey and everything, that there's just no other way to twist and turn that thing to make it conform. It's a triangle-shaped lot. And where the mobile home sits on the lot. Most of the other land is just landscaping. There's not much you can do with it. I got a couple of sheds out way out there. I call it the South 40 because everything concentrated on the right at the intersection.
There's a septic out back here too.
And of course, the house was already there. And all that paved there and everything was there. It was ideal for. I built a carport or a garage or whatever because the apron, the parking area and everything was already there. And it's right close to the entrance to the house, which is the front door. And the trees are just so located there. I have an enhanced drawing that I made. It shows where all the trees are and everything in the actual distance. In fact, the one tree was so close they did the apron to the garage to connect it to the existing pavement. They couldn't even square it. They had to cut it off at a diagonal to even get that in there. I wanted a bigger garage, but there was no way. It was because it's jammed up against trees and everything. So, oh, and the well. One photograph shows where the well is. If you have any questions about that.
Is your septic located on the
septic's
state?
Septic's all out in front.
On right,
front,
Route 30?
Right at the intersection of the two roads, yes.
What kept you from building it on the side where Route 30 is?
That's where his other sheds are located?
We can't see it on this drawing. So you have other buildings on there? On the Route 30 side?
The shed is right behind where I built the garage.
I see that, but do you have... There's on our drawing here, there's all bare space over here. Do you have something there?
There's something coming.
He's got it, sir.
Oh, you've got sheds over there. Okay. Oh, yeah, see it now. Okay.
And also, we built a garage to enhance the property. from the property value in that area.
Pam, can you just make sure you're close to the microphone so we can catch you?
It doesn't impede any traffic views or anything.
Was a letter in the application regarding his wife, is that correct?
Good.
Yes.
So it was necessary to build that to increase the value of the property to get her in a nursing home.
I had to spend down to get her on Medicaid, and they said one of the ways I could do it was to enhance the property. So
I got you.
That, buy a new car.
I got you.
Did the contractor build it for you? Why they didn't get a permit variance before they built it?
No, I laid it out as best I could, and to tell them where I wanted it located. And of course, they did all kinds of measurements for electrical and all that kind of stuff. But they never said anything. Of course, I know if I'd ask him, he'd say he told me, but I don't recall him telling me that I was responsible for the setback.
How far is the edge of paving for Route 228 from your property line? Is there a gap? You know, like, where the edge of your property is it pavement on the other side of that, or is there some grass between
the ditch?
Okay. How far from the edge of paving to
your property line?
Your property, is it, you know, 5 feet or so, or?
Oh yeah, it's because I tried to measure when they first said about anything was conforming. I tried to measure from the center line of the road, and the best I could do was to get it was 12 and a half.
So from the edge of that structure to the road, it's more than 15 feet.
Oh yeah.
Okay. How far would you say it is? 20 feet?
It's 15 plus. From the edge of the road to the corner of the garage is 15 feet plus the 11, whatever it is.
Oh, it's 15 feet plus the 11.
We'll just hand it down.
Yeah. So you're, my property line.
Yeah, that's much better.
Is 15 feet from the road?
There's actually a really good photo that they handed out.
Know.
Okay. We'll take a look at that.
I don't know if the survey shows
coming down
right
now.
Okay.
On the road, okay.
See, the road is marked, edge of road is marked.
Yeah.
This one actually shows it much
clearer. There's trees planted almost the whole distance of the property line.
Okay. That's the other direction. Mm-hmm. It's a nice distance on both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was your contractor?
Homeworks.
Who?
Homeworks.
Homeworks.
Okay. Sounds like they didn't do their homework.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You have no idea.
They do.
So you can provide us an address? Person's name? Did that? Did they get the permit or did you?
Yeah, they got the permit. Wait.
Okay.
If you would, please,
could you call the office and provide their names, addresses, and telephone numbers and whatnot so that we can contact them?
Sure.
All right.
Let them know that they're not doing their job.
They're not doing the homework.
You're not opposed to that, are you?
No,
oh, okay.
I'll get you that information first thing tomorrow.
Great.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any other questions.
And no questions further? Mr.
Borman? No questions.
There's any further?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
No, any further? Any further?
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We got one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Several of the neighbors stopped. They want to know what the sign is all about. It was out there. And they said, well, if you need any help, let us know.
Now, wait. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we approve case number 1261. The uniqueness of the property is very obvious with the triangle shape. Plus, we're dealing with a septic in a front yard. and the garage was definitely required to be developed, but Homeworks didn't do their job. Even though the applicant did have the garage built, I feel they didn't create the violation that their builder did. And once again, they could have been forced over to the property line by the septic. And looking at the pictures, it definitely will not change the character of the neighborhood. And I feel it's a minimum variance request.
Okay.
I second the motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,061. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons.
And I'm Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,061 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You will supply the office in the morning with that information.
Yep.
Okay.
I would request that our legal counsel, if that wasn't already mentioned, send a letter to the builder.
Yep. All right.
Has this been approved? Is this our schedule for next year?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take the word.
Can I make a
off.
Suggestion? Because I don't think we approved it yet. I think you put it out for us to look at it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? Every year we do the same thing, and every year it would be much simpler to just make it the second and fourth Mondays of the month.
Happy holiday.
And then you wouldn't have to reschedule anything.
Right. The Planning Commission meets the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, so you meet the first and third, so then we do not have two night meetings in a row during the month.
That week.
The staffing.
Oh.
It's a staffing issue that we're here late one night, we're not here late two nights in a row.
I got you.
And yeah, it happens some months that we're here two night meetings in a week anyhow, but we prefer to have it.
Let's tell them to change it to Monday nights and we'll do Thursday.
We can talk to them, but.
I got you. Okay, well, that makes sense.
The letters that we talked about at our last meeting, did you get those prepared?
I have sent letters regarding some of the applications that were prepared. I did not send a letter regarding the permitting issue because shortly after our meeting, I received information from the administration that there's been some substantial policy revisions as to how permitting is handled. And it'd be redundant at this point. They know of it, they're aware of it, and they've made a lot of changes, and I didn't feel the need to, waste time with another letter. So there's been major progress in that end. And that's not just a recent thing. That's been something that's been taking a little time over the last couple months. So,
okay. If there are no further business, will it be whoops?
I don't think so at this point. So, not that I have.
Okay. Make motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned, subject to call.